ang pagano nga kostuma diha sa Christmas clothing. Buta sa budigson, ang Christmas mo iyang sinina. Pero kung kuwao ni mo ang sinina mo ang Christmas, makita niyo kung sa nasa sulod. It's pagan tradition, pagan festival, pagan custom is on under or in disguise. So nimo si David dere balik na po, must never reflect on why they believe, mga tao, what they believe or do, what they do. We live in a world filled with customs. Yes or no? Yes. But few ever seek to understand their origin, right? Duwa to na nato kay natural and mapuy na makan, di ba? May naandan, mo lagi na. But fail and few subjects ever seek to understand their origin. We generally accept them without any question. Is it true? Yes. Most people basically do what everyone else does. Why? Because it is easy and natural. Labosotanan, of course, it's pleasing to the flesh, right? To celebrate this kind of festival. It's very pleasing to the flesh, especially kung naay nagtubo ba nga nagkit-kit at apple. It was very pleasing to the flesh. Then, all you have to do is no less than to close your eyes and open your mouth and to eat. Yes. Of course, lechon na buta kung pasapot. Matutan nila, most people basically do what everyone else does. Why? Because it is easy and natural. So let's carefully, examine the roots of Christmas. So ako ito nakita ganina. So kung ginong ganina, so mag-touch na ito gamay. So mudyata sa ko, nearly all aspects of Christmas observance have their roots in Roman custom, right? Kung gisulutan ganina. Ang mga aspects sa Christmas itson, dita ni usab, of course, sa Roman custom and religion. Consider the following admission from a large American newspaper. Title itson is the Buffalo. Kaba mo si Buffalo? Ano mura o kabaw? Ha? So nga yan. Buffalo News, November 22, 1984. 2 years old na ba ni? James, 2 years old na yun na. The earliest reference to Christmas being marked on December 25th comes from the 2nd century after Jesus' birth. It is considered likely the first Christmas celebrations were in reaction to the Roman Saturnalia, the sun god, right? A harvest festival that marks the winter solstice, the return of the sun, December 22, and honored Saturn, the god of sowing. So Saturn is the god of sowing. Saturnalia was a rowdy time, much opposed by the more austere leaders among the still minority Christian sect. So Christmas developed, one scholar says, as a means of replacing worship of the sun, S-U-N, with worship of the sun, S-O-N. Limanta na. Replace na ba? Kasi gibuhat ni Emperor Constantine when he became a Christian. To rival Exxon sa festival sa Saturnalia. So, yan pong gibutan, December 25th, that's the birthday of Jesus Christ. Para lang itupong sa katong festival sa mga pagans. So, by 529 AD, after Christianity had become the official state religion of the Roman Empire, Emperor Justinian made Christmas a civic holiday. So, mga Kristiyano may naghimo o sila? Tao, of course. So the celebration of Christmas reached its peak. Yabot siya tuk-tuk exon. And some would say its worst moments in the medieval period when it became a time for conspicuous consumption and unequal revelry. For the sake, sa kumaisong ganina. Gi-celebrate nila ang kuan na mga pagan festival. Diba mo katupag yung Pook, di ba? Si Pook. Ako po itong ugatan sa itong mga Pook. Ha? Yes, Pook Gregory. Itong ang mga Jew, ilahang di padagan nga kubo. Yan, pagkaundaan ba? Para busog. Para kanang lingaw kay mga spectators. Yung managan, yun na kay managan, di ba? Minasun nila pag-celebrate. So consider these quotes from the Catholic Encyclopedia. So ilahan niyo. Edition under Christmas. Christmas was not among the earliest festivals of the church. Sila gani mismo. Niangkon sila that Christmas was not among the earliest festivals of the church. The first evidence of the feast is from Egypt. So further pagan customs centering around the January talents. Gravitated its own to Christmas under Natal Day. So jump as I go. The Encyclopedia Americana, 1956 edition, adds, ingon isoon, Christmas was not observed in the first centuries of the Christian church. Agreed. So, yes. Since the Christian usage in general was to celebrate the death of remarkable persons rather than their birth, a feast was established in memory of this event, Christ's birth in the 4th century. In the 5th century, the Western Church ordered the feast to be celebrated on the day of the Mithraic. Kato si Mithra? God Mithra? Mithraism, it's on rise of the birth of the sun at the close of the Saturnalia, as no certain knowledge of the day of Christ's birth existed. So there is no mistaking the origin of the modern Christmas celebration. Many additional sources could be cited and we will learn to this later. Let's begin to tie some other facts together. So it was 300 years after Christ before the Roman Church kept Christmas. And not until the 5th century that it was mandated to be kept throughout the empire as an official festival honoring Christ. So, ayun na ka. Dodo na. Was Christ really born on December 25th? No. Yes or no? No. Ako sa mga bata, ganina, spatra, inyo na tayo, sir. Sa akong kalingaw, di na akong ma-record, pagtubag sa mga bata. Ako na isulti later, so, nalingaw ko sila ang tubag, unsa sila ka-inocente ba? Ang mga bata. So Christ was born in the fall of the year. Many have mistakenly believed he was born around the beginning of winter. So na winter, bugnaw. Ti bugnaw, December 25th. They are wrong. Notice the Adam Clark commentary in English, volume 5, page 370, New York edition. It was custom among the Jews to send out their sheep to the deserts about the Passover, early spring, and bring them home at the commencement of the first rain. The first rains began in early to mid-fall, continuing with this time, with the same cold. During the time they were out, the shepherds watched them night and day. So, lakto pagkasulting so, kung si Jesus natawa pa December 25th, winter. Na sa ilahang kostuma, of course, ang tugdiyapon karon sa Israel, sa Song of Solomon, ilahang nagipalikon nga rainy season o napoy snow. So ko, sa the Book of Luke, makita ni mo nga mga shepherd, sa diyan, di anak si Jesus, ang mga shepherd na sa gawas. Nagbantay sila sheep by night. So kung winter na tao si Jesus and so on, wala untay shepherd dito mga sheep. Patay sila. Sa kabug na. Ilahan man ang ikit kung winter na ang ilahang sheep. Kung wala po shepherd nga na sa gawas. So may gisulti din eh. And gingon usab, the first rain began early in the month of March, which answers to part of our October and November, begins sometime in October. We find that the sheep were kept out in the open area during the whole summer. So summer, dili winter. So probably, katungasan look is summer. It is pronounced winter. So, kinaman ng mga sheep sa gawas, o mga shepherd. And as these shepherds have not yet brought home their flocks, it is a presumptive argument that October had not yet commenced, and that consequently, our Lord was not born on the 25th on this of December. When no flocks were out in the fields, nor could he have been born later than September, as the flocks were still in the fields by night. On this very ground, the nativity in December should be given up. So the feeding of the flocks by night in the fields is a chronological fact. Oh, therefore we conclude that Jesus was not born on winter. Jesus was not born in Sion on December 25th. See your Bibles in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 8. Pag-isotis Biblia. So si Jesus wala matao December. Okay, winter mo na. Ting-uwan, ting-bugnaw, ting-tugnaw, so on. Wala itay shepherd nga mag-acto sa gawas. Wapoy sheep dito yung son nga mag-silpi. Kung winter. Sa Luke chapter 2 verse 8. Anak kita, palihan kong basa. Generate. Basala.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Okay. Thank you. And there were in the same country shepherds. Diba? Sa pagkataon ni Jesus, doon na po yung mga shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. So know that they were abiding in the fields. Kauban sila mga karnero, of course. And this never happened in December. So, sa huwag yung ginabot, sa Ezra, chapter 10, verses 9 to 13, and Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11, may suti nga ang winter is rainy season. So, numerous encyclopedias usab plainly state that Christ was not born on December 25th. The Catholic Encyclopedia directly confirms this, even sila. In all likelihood, Christ was born in the fall. A lengthy technical explanation would prove this point, so it will take time, of course. And now read this quote under Christmas itself. Quotation. In the Roman world, the Saturnalia, December 17, was a time of merrymaking and exchanging of gifts. Nasaan na rin yung originate? Isisinggip exon ato pas mga bata, di ba? Kaya sa ato, isisinggip. Isisinggip exon originated of course in the Roman festival, Saturnalia, merrymaking and exchanging of gifts. December 25th was also regarded as the birth date of the Iranian mystery god Mithra, itong bisotihan din nina, the son of righteousness. On the Roman New Year, January 1, houses were decorated with greenery lights, and gifts were given to children and the poor. See? To these observances were added the German and Celtic Yule, of course, rites, when the Teutonic tribes penetrated into Gubang, Pinagina, in my technical terms, but I had to have time to look. So, job doesn't go. Mga encyclopedia niya. Berita, December 25th was not selected because it was the birth of Christ or because it was even near it. It was selected because it coincided with the idolatrous pagan festival Saturnalia. O na, wala lagi celebrate on December 25th so, not because na natawag si Christ, not because usab na dul-dul usab sa iyo pagkatawag. It was selected to coincide siya sa pagan festival Saturnalia, the son of righteousness. Then this celebration must be carefully examined. In any event, we do not know the exact date of Christ's birth. Yes, nowhere in the Bible nagi reveal ni God Ikson kung sa nga month o day ipakatao si Jesus. Wala. So while God certainly could have made it known, Ikson, He chose to hide it. God purposely iya i-hide Ikson ang maong nga panitabo o maong nga day ikan sa itong mga mata. And you see the quotations regarding this celebration. Pero dilipani siya mao ang ending song. You will see now in greater details. So sa mga kostuma na po, arita din ni. So diri mo yung pinakalamig nga part. Kaya nag-review yung dun-dun-dun, sige lingo-lingo. So customs, mga kostuma. The Christmas season includes many customs we take for granted. Yes or no? Yes, we take for granted. Where, when, and how these customs come to have a place in the Christmas celebration, their origination probably will surprise us. So merriment and gifts. So mga merriment, mga ngolinga, pelipay, o mga gifts. The merriment and giving of gifts, especially to children, may reflect the Roman Saturnalia. During this festival, the Romans honored the god of agriculture by engaging in much eating, drinking, visiting, mass reveling, and notorious celebrations on the streets. Courts closed, diba? Makorte nila, sirado, and no one was convicted of a crime. Bisa pag mag-rape pa ka, tugisgutan ganina. Sexual indulgence. Wala kot ni mo. Okay, since liman ka, 17 to 25 December, pabor kayo na sa mga manyakis. Diba? O katong mga kawatan, yes, boldly speaking. And, why manghilapot nila ito? Gambling was legal. Slaves dressed as their masters and were served by them. So, mga salugunsap, ang ilahan sinina, pareha sila mga masters. Yan, amot silbi pag yun nila, ilapag yung mga agaw. Yes, during this time. So, privilege po nila, di ba? And a mock king was chosen. So, gifts were exchanged. At first, simple wax candles or clay dolls. So, greenery and light sa buda. Diba? Ano matasan ng mga greenery? Na. Para sa atin sa nina, greenery. Greenery, isa. Greenery and lights. As for the use of greenery and lights, this goes back to the celebration of the Calends of January in ancient Rome. Calends was a celebration of the Roman New Year. People gave each other gifts of green bulbs, honeyed things, lamps for light and warmth, and silver and gold objects. So Christians used candles symbolizing Christ as the light of the world. Seemingly a combination of Roman and Hebrew customs. The Druids set light candles on three branches. People in the Middle Ages put light candles in their windows on Christmas Eve to guide Christ's child on his way. No stranger was turned away because it could have been Christ in disguise. Yan lang panahon. Oh, basin si Christ na. Pasod na. Pakanaan. Ati man na. So, yeah, kayo mo stranger sa orang. Yan lang sudbalay ba? Wala agin sila ma-reject. Nang sa ato kita, tagtiguang ro, maglimos. Mas na. Grabe na. So na, suon ba? Kaya wala kay baos, manang nga. Mone. Ganun. Yung mone na itabo. So, Christmas trees. Ano tayo mga Christmas trees? Christmas trees is all Roman strings, trees with trinkets and toys during the Saturnalia and put candles on them to indicate the sun. So, itong kita na ito video ganyan na katukang Nimrod, di ba? Ito yung mama, yung na yung asawa, di ba? Mother-wife, murumutag, malibawa ka itong balibo, pagkamatay ni Nimrod, itong kuwanan niya huwag ka ng kahoy, di ba? Evergreen tree. Nga, magpapay sila gift, eh, si Nimrod ko na mo mutunga si Nimrod. So, dito sa nagsugodikson. Pero ako yung sa quotation diri sa Christmas tree nga mas nindo siya. Isa niyo sa, just as early Christians recruited Roman pagans by associating Christmas with the Saturnalia. So, two worshippers of the Asherah cult and its offshoots were recruited by the church sanctioning Christmas trees. Pagans had long worshipped trees in the forest or brought them into their homes and decorated them. And this observance was adopted and painted with a Christian veneer by the church. And of course, the Roman Catholic Church. So, major sin, bilin. So during the Middle Ages, the major sin was used to tell the story of Christ's birth. Saint Francis of Assisi set up a nativity outside a cave with live animals and people. In France, children gather moose, stones, and greens for a nativity scene, which is called a creech. So Christmas carol, what's up? Naigon, saan yung panahigyan? Mag-isa, talking around day na, mag-isuhano na naigon. Kaya ito yung example, naigon ka kay kampas itong Christmas party. At today, mga balay, mga believers, naigon yung kuskus mayo, kantay mayo, agad ko kayo. Kaya nagdita itong mga tinyo. Di ba ikog, mga tagbalay nga, mga tagpog 5 pesos, sa tagi nag-20 or 50. Nindot kayo, na sila'y pang inasal. Na sila'y pang Christmas party nila. So Christmas carols, the first Christmas hymns were written in the 5th century. Originally composed in Latin, they contained primarily theological topics, carols or novels, songs with more human personal subjects, appeared in the 1200s. During the Middle Ages, people incorporated drama and plays into the celebration of Christmas. Carols became an integral part of these reenactments after the plays. Carolers strolled down the street singing, thus the birth of street caroling. Katotong dili na morning igsoon. Nga, they were singing naked, house to house. So, naitay mga manaygo na yun, gani, huwag sila maghubo. Of course, huwag sila kibaw. Kamu din eh. Sila, ilahan nga festival sa una sa mga pagan. Manganta sila dyan sa dan, nga murag na si UP ba? UP, maghubo. So, malalang buhat to. And, kaya mo sa Yula? Ikson? Yul? Y-U-L-E? Diba sa niya sa mga kwan sa Christmas? Ha? Ah, ang sagay na siya? A kind of drink, ha? Dili po, bonsai. Jesus. Ah, okay. Sumilak chimney? Nana, chimney. Sumilak chimney. Omte chimney. Kita na. Mungkin ako di kuwan na to. Kana, ako lang dipansikan ang kanang applicable na to di ogunaan na to din niya ba? Sinto sa doon. Mistletoe. Mistletoe, kana man mga dahon na? Masya? Mga dahon? Ate, ang saan mistletoe? Mistletoe. Ayan, kanta. Islaro kayo na? Mistletoe. So, may pag-pronounce eh. Kapag-pronounce ka ng green yapon, kaya mga sagot-sagot. Diba? Kita mo na mga plastic, buta na ito sa kuwan. Ha? Ano mga mistletoe? So, gamit na nila yung soul para pang-hilo. Para pumapatay. So, din eh, dila na kapasahan yung detail. Poinsettia. Ang tanong ako dyan rin kayo na. Saan ang poinsettia doon? So, kabaw dyan rin. O, anong poinsettia? Sa kita doon?
Kapuwa.
Buwa kapuwa. Sa tunga. I see. Yan kaya mo dinigikan. So, the poinsettia was brought to this country, of course, ago season, over 100 years ago by Dr. Joel Poinsett. So, ang poinsettia, gikan sa iyang, derived sa iyang surname, or sa iyang last name, Poinsett, the first U.S. minister to Mexico. Christmas cards! Oh, so, mga hilig mga tago, umuwi mo Christmas cards, din mo ni originates. The first painted Christmas card was designed by John C. Horsley in 1846. The giving of cards became a tradition in Victorian England due to the Queen and Charles Dickens story, A Christmas Carol. Kini mo ginagin ako. Kaya Santa Claus ba? Sige na, ako'y mas nindot rin nga. Yes. Santa, I say that? Yeah, okay. So, the origin of Santa Claus. Nicholas was born in Parara. Nakibahan ko ka si Nicholas na. Turkey in 270 and later became Bishop of Myra. He died in 345 on December 6. He was only named a saint in the 19th century. So, lugay-lugay. Kay 3rd century, so to 19th century pa siya na ilan. Nicholas was among the most senior bishops who convened the Council of Nicaea in 325 and created the New Testament. So in 1087, a group of sailors, 1087, who idolized Nicholas, moved his bones from Turkey. So didala nila ang mga bukod ni Nicholas because Turkey to a sanctuary in Bari, Italy. Capital sa Rome? Turkey? Capital sa Rome?
Italy.
Oh. Yes, Italy ang country capital. Baliwan ako. Italy is the country of your capital kay Rome. Okay, thank you daw. Kasi gidukat ka daw. Kaya ba? Gikapoy, I know. Gikapoy si Gan, si Donggi. So there, Nicholas supplanted a female boon-giving deity called the Grandmother or Pascha Epiphania, who used to fill the children's stockings with her gifts. The grandmother was ousted from her shrine at Bari, which became the center of the Nicholas cult. Members of this group gave each other gifts during a pageant. When a pageant is done, after the gift, they conducted annually on the anniversary of Nicholas' death. So, gay pageant, beauty pageant, basta, muhatag sila gift once a year. The Nicholas cult spread north until it was adopted by German and Celtic pagans. So, we adopt na po. This group worship a pantheon led by Woden. Si Woden ito, mo ilang sa itong bakit paga. Chief, dili shift. Ang shift, kutsunan ko sa kong sao din eh. Yan ang kod, their shift god. Sinsa, shift, parang cook, shift. So chief na, salamat. The chief god and the father of Thor, Baldur and Tyr. So si Woden had a long white bird, sa number, bangas. So, nasi bangas ito, and rode a horse. Dili reindeer ha? Horse pa, termero, through the heavens one evening and each autumn. When Nicholas merged with Woden, he shed his Mediterranean appearance, grew a bird, the Yabangat Ison mounted a flying horse, rescheduled his flight for December. Sabi yung flight sa una, October. So rescheduled it soon, December kuna yung flight, and don's heavy winter clothing. Salawa ha, wala pa yung itong red niya nga suit na. Oh, ito na, mawin yung selina. In a bid for pagan adherence in Northern Europe, the Catholic Church adopted the Nicholas cult and thought that he did and they should distribute gifts on December 25th instead of December 6th. Ito na po yung influence? Sila na po. Sila na po ni Saul. In 1809, the novelist Washington Irving, most famous sa yung libro son, is The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle, wrote a satire of Dutch culture entitled Knickerbocker History. So, wala ko kasabot din. Big and importante. Adjunct Dr. Clement Moore. Si Dr. Clement Moore, a professor at Union Seminary. Read Knickerbocker History, and in 1822, he published a poem. Na-publish a poem si Kinsama, Dr. Clement Moore. Ayang poem ikson, sa character ni Santa Claus, nangyong siya, "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there." Moore innovated by portraying a Santa with 8 reindeer. So, sa una, flying horse pa. Lupad, kabayo, karot, reindeer na. Who descended through chimneys, through the fire of the chimneys. So, kita mo ito, mga stockings, mga midjas. Kayong lumag mo na sa una. May tulad ang gigaw tag midjas. Nga sila may tumbutan. So, tawag kay bata, kaya niya mo ilang ito sa so, mailas na ka, di ba? Oh, tinuod yun, no? Kaya sa taklos, kaya na, bukay ito nga ba? Mutang ko, hindi. Ay, laranta. Dini, so, the Barbarian illustrator, Thomas Nass, almost completed the modern picture of Santa Claus. From 1862 through 1886, based on Moore's poem ni Moore, yung din ni Nas, drew more than 2,200 cartoon images of Santa for Harper's Weekly. Before Nas, Saint Nicholas had been pictured as everything from a stern-looking bishop to a gnomy-like figure in a frock. So Nas also gave Santa a home at the North Pole. So si Nas may nagkuhan, himo. And his workshop filled with elves. Elves, tana yung... Sana, kanong mga assistant niya? Ha?
Elves.
Elves, Elvis Presley? Elves? Dili? Windy? Dili pag kina elves ka ng jeep? Yes. Ama. So plural sa elf. Elves, okay. And his list of the good and bad children. Talawa na pa siya list sa mga good and bad children of the world. So kita mga badlumon sa una, napunta yung statue niya. So all Santa was missing was his red outfit. Karon, kibaw na ta, kuding gikan yung red outfit. Diba? In 1931, the Coca-Cola Corporation contracted the Swedish commercial artist si Hadon Sandblom to create a Coke-drinking Santa. So, gikontrata. Kining artist, Sandblom modeled his Santa. So, yapong modelo, kini si Sandblom, yaharap pong amigo na si Lo Prentice. Nga naman, okay, chosen for his cheerful, chubby face. Buka naman sa Santa Claus, right? So, walang naong nikuhan siguro, Lo Prentice. And the corporation insisted, the Coca-Cola, of course, insisted that Santa's four-trimmed suit, ingon sila, kinalag bright yun, siga, Coca-Cola red. Dili Coca-Cola ba din ha? Coca-Cola red. And Santa was born. A blend of Christian crusader, pagan god, and commercial idol. So, wala si Santa Claus. Natawa si Santa Claus. Naimo siya, a blend of Christian crusader, pagan god, and commercial idol. So, wala na sinina rong Santa Claus. Kanang puwang anay away. Anya, kao. So, anang himo anak? Si Hadon Sandblom. So, kanang naong nga, si Lou Prentice na. So, ang Coca-Cola mo ay nagbugna niya si Nina. Yeah, mas mo po ginanahin mo nga sentro sa kalibutan nun when it comes to Christmas. Not already Jesus Christ. So, conclusion and application. Dali, ano lagi? Yes, na-jump so. Pero nakuha ka ninyo? Okay, conclusion and application. What can we say now? So, ato kasulti ka ron. Is Christmas a Christian celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ? Or is just a transformation of a pagan costume? Transformation. Regeneration. Diba? Again, nowhere in the Bible, in God's written word, that He commands us to celebrate or observe Christmas. Why? Firstly, so on, because Christmas is not in the Bible. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Secondly, the apostles of the Lord and the history of the church in the book of Acts and so on have no occurrences that they practice such hidden ways. Hidden man, pagano man, ng pamaagi, and kostuma. Thirdly, as far as the historical facts are concerned and so on, it is very clear that this celebration was derived or originated from pagans' evil, satanic, abominable celebration and later adopted by so-called Christians due to the influence of Christianity and replacing it by giving a nickname Christmas, right? Yes. Kung gingon dito ang isun, kung natin time travel, kita tanan din eh, bilang takbo. Tagan. Tagkabata at ito sa panahon sa una. Na din, gi-celebrate nila ang pagan festival. December 25th. 17 to 25. Imagine na lang nyo ha. Nagkitaan ninyo diha. Naghubo ka ng antaresdan. Na i-rate. Na yung sexual indulgence. Gambol is legal. O sa gihimo nila, ng harap o ng brutal sila, doktor. Violence is yung makita. Wala yung makilabot. Kung nag-present sila sa ilang mga anak, i-offer nila nato sa ilang God, ilang mga anak, ilang gisugnod, ilang gipatay, igsuan. So, sa inyo ang batiyon? Kamu, Christian, kita. So, itong batiyon, ako na makita. Sa ilang time. Di ba tamo ingon nga, ako ni isulti nga to sa future. Sako ang time na mauni ang hitabo sa una. Di ba na mauni ang hitabo karon? Ang mga kaapuhan, sa kaapuhan, iksoon, ang mga anak sa mga anak, wala yun sila kibaw, kundi ni ikatanan. Hindi nila originate. We, as Christians, iksoon, living in this world, surrounded by so many customs and traditions of men, we must not forget what our God says in His written word. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, say this, okay, sige, no? Romans chapter 12, verse 2, please open your Bibles. Atuwa ay taling hinugduman, ingon ang Kristuhanon. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So as Christians, listen, we must not forget. Unsa ang isulti sa Ginoo sa iyang written word, na dili ta mo conform niining kalibutan. Kung ang kalibutan igsoon is ni celebrate sila o gi-observe nila ang maong nga tradition, dili intang-tang isakay. Parehas pa gyud igsoon sa ilang pag-celebrate. And Christmas is from this world and it's not from God. Dilinigikan sa Ginoo. So stop conforming yourselves to the ways of this world. Jesus said it so, silingan ni Jesus, you are not of this world. In James chapter 4, verse 4, it says, kibawang sa Gisulti, the brother of Jesus Christ, James, you adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. So, kung masakay ka ng kalibutan na ito, that means, hindi mo rin may mong kaugalingon na enemy sa Ginoo. And, but sad to say it so, many Christians, even if they know these facts, but still ignoring it. Ignore yapo nila. They go according to the desires of their flesh, fulfilling its lust. In their lips they worship God, but their hearts are far from Him. On exulting in Jesus, in Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, they know to Jesus, these people draw unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.